USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The same day that the U.S. killed Qasem Soleimani in Iraq, U.S. forces carried out another top-secret mission in Yemen, trying unsuccessfully to kill a second key figure of Iran's Revolutionary Guard. The president on Fox News discussed details about the threats he says prompted the strikes.
We will tell you that probably it was going to be the embassy in Baghdad. I can reveal that I believe it would have been four embassies.
Iran has stopped denying and finally admitted it shot down Ukrainian Flight 752. Iran's foreign minister, Javad Zarif, says human error at the time of crisis caused by U.S. adventurism led to the disaster. A military statement from Iran says the 737 was mistaken for a hostile target. Iran says those responsible will be prosecuted. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.